6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Dear Son Show. We have meaningful conversations about life through the lens of fatherhood. It's for fathers, those with fathers, and the fatherless. So nobody's left out. These are the conversations we want our sons to access as they grow through life. So no topics are off limits. I'm one of your hosts, D. Johns.
I'm your other host, Jay Black.
Yes, indeed. Back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle, man.
And every time I say we gotta stop saying that.
You gotta keep saying it till it sticks.
Yeah, man. What's good with you?
Everything good, man. And I know I say that a lot, but that's part of it, you know, being able to say everything good, even if it's not as good as I'd like. I tell myself it's good, and I look up on the other side, and it's great.
So yeah.
We push it. What about you? What
yeah,
you
got yeah, going? Yeah, we, been a while, so I got to make sure everything on this.
Yeah.
Decent, man. Well into the throes of grandfatherhood.
Yes, Lord.
That is gelling well in the house.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing for the baby to arrive, and then, you know, you got some time, and things actually... We got a good system. Good system, man. In love with the grandbaby. Saying some good things out of my daughter that we were praying for.
Thank God.
Not particularly as a result of this.
True.
But however you get there, I guess that's how you get there.
Yeah.
So everything good, man. We pushing. Going to date this. But first, like, share, and subscribe, because we're going to do that to the minute.
At the top.
Minute 47, top. Most of the time.
At the top.
We can go ahead and date this. I'm gonna make sure this one gets out. But this is on the heels of election week. So this is 2 days. 3 days? 3 days. Yeah, 3 days.
Three days.
End of the week. Election 47 president has been decided. The people have spoken.
Yeah.
And this impacts us.
It does. It does.
Maybe not in the way that some may assume.
Right.
On the onset of this conversation, but I wanna have a conversation. Just genuine, as all of our conversations are. Again, every now and then we like to pulse people because we don't know where they came into this journey. Father of five. Today my kids are, and I'm giving you time. Today my kids are 21, 18, 17, 11, and 9, but we got two birthdays coming up in December. So a couple of those are going to ship by the end of the year. Husband of one wife at the moment.
That's what I'm talking about.
At all moments.
That's at all moments, yeah.
Sometimes you say stuff and you process it after it gets out there.
Yeah.
Of all moments, one wife.
I'm a father of six. I have 23, 20 once this birthday comes up. 18, 24, 14, 8, and 6. Saw that?
Get into it.
Saw that.
You was on it.
So, five boys, one girl. So obviously I'm vested. Mm-hmm. I pay attention to what's going on. But I go on too far in detail. Three live with me. My first three from a previous marriage, right. They live in Houston still to this day. So two out of the six are out of high school. At the end of this school year, one more will be joining those ranks. So three down, three to go.
Yep.
We focus. We
same
focus.
For me. Same for me. Two out. Our sons are seniors at the same school.
Yes.
We're neighbors.
We neighbors.
That's the other piece of it.
Absolutely.
But brothers, more importantly.
More importantly, family.
How do you want to kick this off, man? It's how did it go in your house? For you, I mean, how do you want to address it?
I saw a lot inside of my house and outside. I feel like monumental events like this, a lot of times it'll expose things about people, about your character, about your stress,
yep.
about how you cope or deal with stress. If perhaps an outcome didn't go in your favor, or if maybe the outcome did end up the way you wanted, but you didn't see it in the moment. So while it was unfolding, you were perhaps frustrated yep. or uneasy about it. So a lot of times people say you don't really know a person until that pressure
mm-hmm.
is applied. You know, now you see what you're working with. You know, it's easy to be the comfortable representative when all things are going your way. But then once, you know, something's not in your favor or right. what you feel like it should be, now things start coming out. So I feel like a lot of people that I've had discussions with are overly focused on things that are truly out of their control. Dealing with this election, you either cast your vote or you did not. And part of that is you did your part. You are allowed to have an opinion.
Right.
You did not do your part, but you still have criticism of the system or of the outcome. Makes no sense to me. You cannot do that. You know, you're just not allowed to enter the conversation, because what are you bringing? If I would have, then I would have chosen. So that's unfortunate that people are so critical of things that they didn't even take part in right. the first place. You know, what about you?
I get it. I was pretty quiet this election. Going through the cycles, I honestly didn't vote. The very first time I was of age to vote, I did not participate in the process, but I participated ever since then.
Yes.
And I'm 45, so I've caught up, folks.
Yeah.
Over time, I've developed my perspective of mm-hmm. its importance.
Mm-hmm.
And while I believe that it is a privilege and a right to vote, I understand those that choose not to. I don't say that my views align with them.
Right.
But I guess that's part of the democracy, right? You participate or you don't.
Right.
But to your point, inserting your opinion, I'm not really interested in it. Some people can make some compelling arguments as to why they don't. And then when the results turn out the way they predicted,
right,
they think that further justifies them not participating in the process. And I'll leave that where it is.
Yeah.
I knew in my heart how it was going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't vote that way.
Right.
And then after that, you kind of deal with the fact, well, did I vote for a loser? Did I knowingly vote for a loser?
Yeah.
And I'm not casting that. I'm not assigning that term to Vice President Harris, but it didn't. Nothing was in the favor of the Democratic Party winning, period.
Right.
Regardless of who right. you put there, everything was a rush. It was a reactionary approach to Biden saying that he wasn't going to run. Got thoughts on him stepping down 2 years ago, but I mean, there's that.
Right.
So in my mind, that wasn't an ideal candidate.
Yes.
I understood who was more likely to win because of how people respond to them.
Yes.
The craziest thing that I saw was. Like, yeah, I get being in your feelings afterwards.
Yeah.
But when you start saying stuff just for the sake of saying stuff, like, and some people are going, I may lose 3 of our subscribers, of our 15, by saying this, but I saw, you know, some women posting, so a woman that is clearly qualified loses to a man that is not. Without regard to how you feel the qualifications pan out, someone having done a job that you have not done implies that there is some level of experience.
Right, 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 right.
And it's just hard to, that one was hard to, like, how do you say
yeah.
this person has no experience and this other one does when the inverse is actually true?
Yes.
So
yes.
Results are what they were, or what they are. You know, we got the next 4 years. It's never been the tone in my house, even when I was younger, living in my parents' house, that the government is coming to save you.
No.
Right. Or the president is going to actually change your life.
Correct again.
So a lot of the information that I had up until me actually being in the workforce
mm-hmm.
and coming and coming to grips with the fact that a lot of people vote how they live, it's hard to fault.
Right. Right.
Like it there's the greater good and all of that, but you got some bubbling.
Tricky. That's tricky. I'm glad you said that, because the irony is there are a considerable high number of amount of people, if that's not redundant how I worded that, but that actually vote against their living circumstances.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
We're so brainwashed as a society, as a community, as a nation into division of these parties. So now you categorize yourself based on the ideals or what you think the ideals of a political party is. So you vote that way. And then when the policies start rolling out from said party, and you're frustrated that some of the main necessities that you need to sustain your lifestyle are now being deleted, taken away, defunded, if you will, and you're in an uproar. However, those programs and processes and things being removed are aligned with the way you voted, you know, like directly. So for instance, teaching moment, anytime something like this happens, anytime something happens and it's not in your favor or it didn't turn out like you want, the teaching moment in this election to me, is you have to plan, hope for the best, plan for the worst.
Yeah.
Meaning, I purposely try to educate myself based on how the economy moves, based on who's there.
Right.
Historically, it hasn't broken. A few years back, I jumped into the oil field industry. And regardless of what I think personally or what party I align myself with, I know for a fact, based on how the mentality of the industry is, they much rather a Republican administration than a Democratic administration. So in that being said, you're daily rubbing elbows with people that they're automatically assuming everybody in the room is on the same page politically, because they're thinking it's blasphemy for you to say otherwise. So if it doesn't align, it doesn't align. I have nothing to offer to the conversation. That's not to say I don't understand the movement. So what you should do, what I would suggest people do, is if, let's say, for instance, you would rather the Democratic Party win the election, you set your lifestyle up so that if that administration takes over, you fall into that groove. But equally, on the other side of that coin, should the Republican Party administration win, you need to have a plan. And I applaud some of the influencers that I see on social media that I already typically follow for financial perspective, because I dare not say advice. I don't know those people. They don't know me, but they do offer perspectives. Like, you can disagree with someone, but it's still a perspective.
Right.
So it'll help you maybe even dig or drill deeper into what you think.
And they may have some receipts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So now a lot of those that I respect and pay attention to, they're giving or offering the same thing that I'm about to say. Pay attention to what the market will do, how the market is about to react and respond to certain administrations. It's here now. We can't go back and change it. So you can either spend 4 years, or it takes you a year to get over this, or 2 years to get over it before you finally say, okay, it's here. I got to find some kind of way to deal with this.
Yeah.
Or you could be proactive, which is kind of oxymoronic, because now it's reactive if you didn't have it in place already, because it's already has happened. But you can now start to do things or maneuver in a way.
Adjust.
You know the policies that this administration is about to start rolling out.
Yeah.
Position yourself so that it benefits your household, whether you agreed with it or voted for it or not. He's predictable. You understand? So that's a strategy of knowing what something or a decision maker, the House, everything. It's completely Republican across the board.
Sweet.
They're about to pick up the baton and take off running, man. There's a lot of things that a lot of people are about to see that we're just not going to perhaps agree with or understand, but it's going to happen. Why not maneuver in a way that I might not like it, but my family going to benefit from it then?
So you jumped right into where I wanted to go
when
you were talking about being in the oil field and being in a room with perspectives that are assumed to align homogeneously.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm asking you, probing myself.
Yes.
So I'm not trying to put you in front street.
No, come on.
But no, so for me, my equivalent with that is DOD.
Yes.
It, war or post-war. So DOD, Department of State, is how I fed my family the majority, 80, 90% of my corporate career.
Yes.
Right? To a decent level. So I started, when I said vote how you want to, vote how you live, it was me understanding that who is in office impacts where my money is coming from.
Correct. Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So what I had to be cautious of is the dance between having that information about what the policies or what the party is likely to do in terms of impacting your income.
Yes.
And voting in a manner that aligns with what I want for my people.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
With, it's not one and the same.
It's not.
I don't work with the my people perspective.
Right.
I work with a corporate, very Republican driven, you know, middle-aged white man leading, and the leadership down looks yes. much like that.
Yep.
And you find yourself trying to not necessarily fit in, but well, fitting yourself into that program in order to feed your family.
Yes. Yes.
So who are we from that perspective? Cause it's real cool. And I can, I mean, it's even easier to talk about it now because I'm no longer in that line of work.
Right.
But I'm like, man, look at what the markets did. The day after the election, markets were up. People were posting like those influencers. You were talking yes. about, not even influence, but those financial professionals, cause some are professionals, were showing their gains, talking about how the market responded.
Yes.
So even with that, like for me, knowing that the party that I voted for would lose, mm-hmm. I should still align my business with the likely outcome of the election.
Yes.
And I think we have a hard time separating it.
And that's the problem, because we make the mistake as people, as human beings, of making business decisions with our emotions. And the two, they do not mix.
At all.
They do not mix. Put your heart where your heart goes. Put your work where your work goes. If they happen to align, oh, bless his name.
Mm.
How lucky are you? But you should not, that shouldn't be your motivation, that I'm going to make this business decision because it makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Right.
That's not the goal. Sometimes the fact that you have to break that egg to make that omelet, it's hurtful, but it has to be done. So to answer your question, I do the same. You have to ask yourself, how self-serving are you? Right. Mm. So I come from a place where, historically the Democratic, administration has put things in place that helped my family mm-hmm. get by, survive, thrive, create opportunity that that others that align themselves, because I don't want to say it's the party, because now I'm subscribing to the foolery. Those that align themselves with the Republican Party throughout my childhood,
mm-hmm.
they were big on making decisions that were exclusionary, if you will. They weren't focused with inclusion. I don't care how qualified you were back in the 80s. Who cares how qualified you were? You're not getting this job. I'm not letting you in here. It's going to be my nephew. It's going to be my son. And I don't care who doesn't like it. And the buddy-buddy system, they would shake hands and allow it. It was okay. So then you had pioneers and trailblazers that came through these other, that aligned themselves with these other, like the Democratic Party, mm-hmm. per se. And I saw that they had money. They were wealthy. However, they were more focused on putting things in place that would assist those that were capable. They just hadn't been exposed to the level of education yet. They haven't had the opportunity yet. So they didn't have access to the funds yet. And that's the big thing. People look at you and they say, oh, your financial situation dictates what you're worthy of. And that's an absolute lie. You know what I mean? Perhaps I tripped, I slipped, mm-hmm. I fell, I made a mistake, I slipped up, or maybe I just haven't been exposed yet.
Have access.
The right hands and information hasn't made it to me yet.
Mm-hmm.
So give me time, give me opportunity. But if you continue to suppress me and hold me back, I'm so busy being in survival mode that I'll never perhaps find my way to that information or that uplift. So now, if you double back and you say, hey, I vote with the Democratic Party because I'm constantly looking for opportunity for those that don't. I have resources in place now that I've met some people that if something is needed, I can go have conversations. I can call D. Johns and be like, hey, bro, let's put our brains together. I know we're heavy, deep thinkers and we can go do this. And we can go make this opportunity. Not everybody has that. So now if I can put or have something to do with supporting an organization or a nonprofit or something that has something to do with giving those people or those thinkers or future decision makers the opportunity, I'm absolutely going to try to put that in power. My financial situation, my way of thinking, because I know how our economy is built, sure, it benefits from the selfishness that the ideals present when the Republican Party is in office. I don't vote for that, though, because, again, that's self-serving. I can put that there and I'm like, oh, I'm going to really benefit from this. But now you're looking around, but the masses, and that's not to say I'm wealthy or anything like that. It's just that I've had exposure to information that, I know how to play with the system in a way that I'm going to move the way that the economy is moving. You know what I mean? So that's a very good question to say, because people are standing in a lot of your face and they'll tell you, man, I'm going in here and I'm vote for Harris. But when that curtain closes and they're inside that booth, they went with the other party. Yeah. And that's your choice. That's your right.
Yeah.
I'd rather you don't have the conversation, though. Like, people get so caught up in having these public conversations and are lying and not standing on their true value.
Yeah.
Just don't speak on it. There's nothing wrong with saying I don't discuss politics and religion in public.
I saw some of the perspectives that were popular was the idea that you can't force me to vote for a party just because historically people that look like me did that. Right. The reality is whatever party you align with, you're likely aligning with something that you morally don't agree with.
Right.
It's a package deal.
Yes.
You don't get to exclude. Well, on the condition of, whatever, policies or procedures or changes that they're proposing, you don't get to exclude those. So I think it's healthy to take a look at that within your party before you start looking at one party versus the other. How dare you? How can you be black and do this?
Right.
How could you be a woman and do this?
Right.
A woman and do this? I think that deserves some more meaningful conversation outside of the conditions of an electoral process.
I agree.
So now let's take the next 3 years to talk about that, right? And start making some alignments with what we as a people, if that's something that can actually be accomplished.
Right.
Can we as a people agree as to what we as a people want? That's not my call, but I think there's a lot of room for improvement in terms of the why your position is what it is. I think largely a lot of it is still tradition.
Yes.
And my mama did this, my daddy did this. I'm this, so I belong with this party. And the parties have changed over time.
It has. The
positions of the parties have changed over time. So
historically.
So how true is it that that what you believe a party to be is actually what you believe it to be. Have you had to put space and distance between you and other folks on the basis of the electoral cycle?
No. And the reason I say no is because I don't allow it to bother me like that. I hear some of the most ignorant comments I've heard since the last election. Every election, and that's weird, but people, it's almost like people reinvent themselves every 4 years the election, like they didn't know that the election was coming. Death and taxes are certain. Elections every 4 years for the president of the United States, it's certain. So the shock of, I can't believe, I don't understand that. So now you'll get people, they live so in the moment and they're so caught up, and I'm a very passionate person, something rub me or strike me and I'm passionate about it, I'm fired up as well. The election just has... It.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It's not one of those things because all I can do is go cast my vote and go and watch for the results and move accordingly after that. So you got people that couldn't function.
Yeah.
Like damn near couldn't breathe.
Broke down.
I saw people cry. Yeah. I saw people like shaking. And I don't mean to laugh at it because I don't want to belittle their right. passion for it or how it strikes them. That's just something to me that doesn't add up, you know? And that's fine. It doesn't have to make sense to me. That's your feeling, your emotion, your opinion.
Yeah.
But let's say Vice President Harris would have won.
Mm-hmm.
And so now these same people that are furious are jumping for joy, mm-hmm. and now the supporters Others. Of the other side, they're distraught. What would you do different now that you're not about to do now anyway? You didn't have a certain investment that was on standby. You didn't have a certain company that if she won, you were guaranteed the funding for it. Your customer base or your market, the education, perhaps was not going to move. We don't know that.
Yeah,
that's another thing. I've noticed criticism about. I'm gonna say this. People not gonna like it. I don't care. To me, I'm guilty of not watching with a. I didn't put Vice President Harris under a microscope. I did not. Mm-hmm. However, when the shift or the pivot took place, it was such a good time. That everybody was so happy that it went from Biden to Vice President Harris that nobody was initially, nobody was asking the hard questions. And then if you did, as an educated person that's like, hey, I want to give you my vote, but what you gonna do?
Yeah.
Like we're handing our vote to people on face cards. What are you gonna do when you get in there? Clarence Thomas.
Cool statement.
If you didn't know Clarence, you'd be like, my boy, like, Clarence finna come get that thing. But now, a lot of people that voted for Harris, including myself, I seriously doubt that they touched Clarence Thomas.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that? Do you think that, and I don't want to turn this into a bashing session, I really want to use this more so to motivate mm-hmm. our audience on maybe if we would have asked the hard questions, we would have motivated a different response or reaction. Some people are saying she took a comfortable campaign and did a lot of celebrating before the victory.
Pandering.
A lot of pandering. We partying, we dancing, we singing.
Yeah. Meg Thee Stallion is not going to get my vote.
No.
not for president. Maybe if it was the R&B awards or something like that, it'd make more sense.
Yes.
And I'm not bashing. It don't matter who you put there. Yeah, LL Cool, whoever. Jay-Z doesn't get my vote. For that, and that's saying a lot for me because it's great rapper all time. Great rapper all time. Not talking about his moral character, but
right. The so I've seen people that feel like I couldn't tell you three things that she said she was going to stand on when she got into the office. Right?
She's going to make things better. That's what I mean. So here's the thing. I don't, and I'm sorry to cut you off.
No. I was sending that to you.
When you said. If we asked the hard questions, I think if we didn't give a pass on the answers to the hard questions,
because mm-hmm.
there were some outlets that were asking tough questions, but it was, in all fairness, did she actually have time
Right.
To, and this is not the, well, the poor person that lost and ain't giving all these excuses.
Yes.
The party screwed this up.
Yeah.
Like having 100 days to mobilize your campaign for whoever you are, especially saying that you are the chosen one and we're not going to look any don't look any further. You know what I'm saying?
First woman and she black.
And I think we got attached to the hype.
Yes. Yes.
So.
Yes.
My concern coming from my background, and this is just my lived experience yielding this concern, is how seriously other world leaders would take her when it comes to the matter of war.
Correct.
And there's always war looming, and whether that's right or wrong, that they should accept it. The U.S. is the only country that doesn't want to legislate morality. Oh, well, I shouldn't say the only, but if you look at some of the other countries, if you ever travel, one thing that I learned traveling the world for work, going to these places that are not the garden spots, so I'm not talking about gallivanting around the earth. I'm talking Afghanistan, Iraq, Haiti, places where you typically wouldn't want to be.
Yes.
You understand what freedom isn't.
Correct.
When you go to these places.
Correct.
When you sit here in the United States of arrogance, you have a warped perspective of what is due you and what becomes common to us that's not common in other places in the world.
It's not. It's not.
Other places in the world look at us like how they people are crazy because they don't have control over them. And we look at them like, how dare you control your people like that?
It's a conversation.
That's kind of why it happens that way.
And to interject right there, because I'm listening with the ear of, I know you personally, publicly. That comment is not worded in a way that he's saying women are inferior or incompetent or incapable of making the hard wartime decision. He's speaking more so on, and I'm not trying to speak for you, but like I say, I know you personally. That's more from a perspective of the mentality of the world having a certain opinion of women, and they are going to F around and find out. But we don't want to be in a situation where they have to find out because they're going to try her thinking you're not capable because you're a woman. And then she's going to show them, not only will I do it, but I'm about to do it right now. You're first.
I want to shift to how it's impacting our kids, man. I don't know if you've seen anything on it yet, but kids are starting to get texts in certain groups. They're definitely in colleges, but in certain groups, they're getting this text about, congratulations, you're selected to pick cotton. Our cotton picking executives will pick you up at certain time and report to such and such.
Right.
You familiar with? Did you see any of that?
I saw a news story this morning that was talking about it. There was a young lady saying that she was one of the people that received some text messages. And then they went to an elderly lady that said she was 67, 68 years old. And she was saying how a lot of things she'd been through. So her hearing from her granddaughter that was happening, how she was expressing how it made her feel. So that's as far as it went with me. I didn't get any context or detail.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not the first time we've seen stuff like this, but some of the outrage, and I'm not saying that flippantly, was the, see, I told you this was going to happen.
Right.
Now, I don't know when it's crying wolf or when it's not, because we've seen stuff like this before, but kids shouldn't have to experience that. But I just, like, how realistic is that? Like, people, there's some people that really believe that slavery is coming back.
Right.
Like, that's a real, within the next 4 years, and others believe that he's going to change the Constitution to allow him to be the president for the rest of his life or whatever.
Yes.
Which is not long either way. Not saying that flippantly either. Just saying he's old. But what are you like? How were your kids impacted?
Didn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
And my 18-year-old, this was his first election being able to vote in. So, we did take him and his cousin. We took them. Jay was in town.
Right.
We took them to go vote. That was their first times. But to speak on this, I like to pride myself as an out of the box thinker. Secretly, I like when stuff like this happens. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
We're so soft as a people right now that we're constantly finding reasons and ways to take away people's right to have an opinion that doesn't align with ours. Sure. Is that crude? Is that disrespectful? Is that despicable? Absolutely. But please, use it. Use it to bring home the idea to your children, to your family, that the world is not rainbows and cotton candy. We do such a great job as parents, and this isn't even a racial thing, but in my opinion, from my personal observation, we do such a great job as parents of creating these warm, welcoming, safe, productive environments for our children that when they get out in the world and they come across those that don't have those values, they're not in tune with a particular set of morals, is the way I want to phrase that, that now they're in a total shock and they can't believe it. So now you're so naive that this thing does not exist, that when you're faced with it, you're either in shock or you're distraught. So now if you're trying to teach the lesson of there are people that think differently than you in the world, if they've never seen it, they blow you off. Ah, Dad, you're always. So when they see things like this, and now as hurtful as it is, I'm excited for the possibility of what it creates on the other side.
Conversation.
It strengthens.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you just opened up a whole new platform for responsible adults of all races that don't agree with this behavior to now have in-depth conversations with their children, their community. This may spark a conversation at their churches. Yeah. This may spark a conversation in social groups that they're members of. These are conversations that need to happen. Talk to these children that life not sweet. Every opinion you encounter will not align with your own. You need to know who you are.
Yeah. How do you navigate that? How do you resolve conflict?
Yes.
And that's the other thing, you know, it touched my child. And I'm, you know, I mean, I got a gun and it's a whole bunch of stuff people are saying.
Right.
While it may be true.
Right.
Like you're doing much more of a disservice to you advertising who you want people to believe you are. Because they will pull that.
Yes.
They will pull that.
Yes.
Provided that you get into an altercation with that seems to be fueled by that.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are, my youngest are 11 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
So they were aware. And I kind of just listened to them talk as they were having breakfast the day after the election.
Right.
And it was kind of like, oh, man, I thought, Kamala was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of the extent of it.
That's it.
And I've been listening to their conversations after school to see if anything tried to incite through conversations, because as young as they are, their peers are going to reflect the conversations that are happening in their peers' home.
I promise.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was, I didn't get any reports of people were celebrating. And if they did celebrate, I mean, again,
we would have
whatever party you align with, you're going to celebrate the victory.
Correct.
But, I'm not any more cautious about things being unfair because my children are black than I was before. I've always carried that.
Yeah.
Always could be mindful of your surroundings, mindful of behavior. I'm always looking, when I'm out, I rarely enjoy myself.
Right.
Because I'm
on duty.
I'm scoping, I'm scanning.
Yeah.
And all of that. So to your point, it does mark a time in history to revisit the conversation or to visit it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not in despair because of a presidential election, especially where my spiritual alignment is.
Same.
I don't see how both can be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And another thing I was real, not annoyed, but I was paying attention to the politics from the pulpit. I saw a lot of that because, and the thing about it is I get encouraging to vote, and that's kind of where it stopped you know, why I worship.
Mm-hmm.
But I was seeing other things that were talking about if this, then that, almost in a prophetic sense. And yes. I'm like, you know, a couple of these junk about to expire in 10 days, such and such will happen. But it's like, you, if you build your crowd, your parishioners up to expect a certain thing that must happen. And when that thing doesn't happen, then what? Then God or God the whole time? Tough one for me.
Because whose vision was it? Is it your hope that you're now packaging as a vision or as insight from God? So that now, if be careful of that, because if you package it that way, and then things don't turn out that way. What else are you packaging that we now have to question and second guess that they believed wholeheartedly, which is not always a good practice anyway. Hear it, verify it, get your own understanding.
Yeah.
But that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah, duly noted. Put that in the bank.
Yeah. So I just feel like we operate off emotions so much now. And though there are those people that will argue, emotions are a real thing. Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
We're human beings. We're supposed to have emotions. Yes, we are. However, how frequent will you feel a certain way at 9 a.m., feel a totally different way at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 6 p.m.?
Next year.
You perhaps will have four different emotions within the same day.
Yeah.
So now, if you make your decisions based off your emotions, your business can thrive or fail depending on what time of day and which of those emotions you were experiencing at the time.
Yep.
That's just an example of the dangers of moving and putting everything in a box with your heart and your emotions.
And that's really relevant because given the compressed timeline that the party was working from.
Yes.
A working to compared to a normal approach. You didn't have time to work through those challenges, emotions, get information, find new information. You know, a lot was left to be desired.
It is in marketing right now, not to cut you off. In a marketing course that I'm studying right now, that was something that we talked about just this week. Informational versus emotional. That's a ploy. It's a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
They use that strategy that right now there are items in life. There are things in life that for the prescribed outcome, if you want a particular outcome, it's in your best interest to appeal to the emotions of the human being, and they'll jump on board before, and they won't even know why.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same thing. This is that. This wasn't built on information. Both sides, and I'm not singling out one side. Both sides were tugging at emotions of people that they thought people wanted to hear. Perhaps they're tired of hearing the opposite of what they're saying. So I'm going to say what I know warms your heart and make you want to stand behind me. You see?
Or just say anything because you know you got their ear anyway.
Correct.
I think we got the way I wanted to get.
Yeah.
In this conversation, not that you and I will stop talking, but I think in terms of leading the listener to not a specific result, but leading the conversation, like initiating, prompting. I think a lot of what we do is light prompts.
Yeah.
It was our experience. You think about it, you talk about it, bring some information back.
Right.
And people, we really mean that. Bring the information back.
Please.
Get in the comments on IG or in this video, have you consuming it. If it's on audio, I think you can comment anywhere on any platform.
Right.
So, with that, felt good to be back.
Yeah.
Had a minor meltdown cause I had a technical issue that I think been resolved. I know for sure that you guys are going to hear this.
Yeah.
I know you're going to hear it. The visual is, we're gonna get it together.
Yeah.
Get it together. What you got?
I want to say aloud, I'm thankful. Over the last 2 weeks specifically, for whatever reason, well, I don't want to say for whatever reason. I know one of the reasons. Like, we actually do have this merch, Dear Son.
Yeah.
I wear Dear Son shirts almost everywhere I go. I was in Germany this past summer, and people were asking about it, talking about it. I'm in school. I'm still in school right now, college here in the DFW area. Then I wear Dear Son shirts on campus all the time. I believe in it. I stand on it. I stand by it. I stand with it, behind it. Every kind of way you can support it, I'm with it. So therefore, because I believe in it so much, I wear the shirts. I'm not just wearing it for attention. Like, look at me, come look at this podcast. We don't shoot the podcast for that. That's not our motivation. However, the information that is put out is genuine. It helps us. We continuously hear from others that say it helps them as well. Yep. But in the last 2 weeks, a considerable amount of people have brought it to my attention. They were like, hey, what's that? You know, I see you wear those shirts. What is it? And once I say, hey, it's a podcast. What is it about? Like, what do you talk about? So once they find that out, I'm thinking it's just conversation. Every person that I've had that conversation with over the last 2 weeks, the next time I saw them on campus, they were like, hey, man, I went to check out the podcast. I love it. Even one of my professors, he was like, man, I'm 3 episodes in. I said, you like it? He said, do I like it? I just told you I'm 3 episodes in. So he started naming titles of different ones that stood out to him. He's like, man, I'm going to share this at the church. I got some guys and friends that I want that can really benefit from this. That means a lot. We're very thankful for that. We're not doing it for the attention. We're doing it for the progress within our own homes. Mm-hmm. It's just that it just so happens to resonate with people that are dealing with maybe the same issues or even close.
Right.
So thank you for that. We appreciate the support. We really do. And we are back, and we've said that, but we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
We're here.
There's too many opportunities that are going to hold us accountable. Yeah. James on campus, he's marketed. I don't even want to say, I guess it is marketing in a sense, but it's the truest form of marketing. Yeah. Just sharing it because it's part of our life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have some organizational interests in that regard that we'll speak on when the time is right.
Yes.
I've had the same. I bumped into people that are either in podcasting, were looking for this kind of information, or were in production, like television production, because if you haven't heard all of the episodes, that's kind of my focus. My focus was never to be this guy on screen all the time.
Right.
I mean, this one is personal to me. And in other conversations where I feel very strongly about, I probably jump on, but my whole goal is to create the catalog that's available to men and women, for men to be better men, for women to better understand some men. We can't get to all men.
Correct.
The DearSonPodcast.com is where you can find it. The DearSonPodcast.com. It's very, user friendly. You can see there's a merch tab that pops up.
Yeah.
And you can support there. So yeah. New colorways coming. There's some stuff that I won that James doesn't have, and he's mentioned that. So I gotta
please accountability on the screen.
Let's get that figured out.
Let me get that.
But now that feedback helps me because as a creator, especially when it is to be a source of income, like when you don't know when things are gonna work.
Right. Right.
And then it's like most people's story is, man, it took off and then it took off.
Yeah.
It was gone. So, you know, we're preparing for the rocket ship if and when it's our time. But hearing that feedback, and I wear it too, like that, a couple of the designs that it's clear that it's a podcast. Like, well, so where's your podcast on? And I forget that I'm wearing the shirt.
Yep.
And, you know, so we are grateful indeed.
Yes.
I think we're good.
We're good.
Good on time.
Yep.
We appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.
Peace.
They tried to count me out. I'ma gon' count me in. Fill up my bank account. Now I got something to spend. Nah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I just pull it out and count for nothing when I'm feeling great.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.